The Secret Garden by Frances Hodgson Burnett. Dramatized in 5 episodes by Judy Allen. Mary Lennox, sent to Misselthwaite Manor after her parents' death, has finally met her strange cousin Colin, who believes he is very ill and may die. But when Colin hears that Mary has been spending time with Dickon, planting the secret garden, he throws one of his uncontrollable tantrums. Episode 4.
I don't know what to do. I can't bear it. He ought to be stopped. Mrs. Medlock, somebody ought to stop him.
Well, the nurse is with him, but she can't seem to calm him. He'll do himself harm. You come and try.
He turned me out of his room this morning.
That's right. You come and scold him. Give him something new to think about.
Somebody ought to beat him.
You stop! I hate you! Everybody hates you! I wish that everybody would run out of this house and make you scream yourself to death! And you will scream yourself to death in a minute! And I wish you would!
That's the way. Oh, dear.
Mr. Colin, please.
You scream and others scream, I'll scream too. And I can scream louder than you can, and I'll frighten you. I'll frighten you.
I can't stop. I can't. I can't.
You can. Half the elder is your hysterics and your temper. Hysterics. Hysterics. Hysterics.
I felt a lump. I felt it. I knew I should. My back will grow crooked and then I shall die.
You didn't feel a lump. There's nothing the matter with your horrid back. Nurse, come here and show me his back this minute.
Perhaps he won't let me. Master Colin?
All right. Show her. She'll see then.
There's not a single lump here. If you ever say there is, I shall laugh.
I didn't know you thought there was a lump. I could have told him there was no lump there.
Could you?
Yes, sir.
There, you see?
Master Colin, why didn't you ask the nurse?
Do you think I could live to grow up?
You probably will if you do what you're told to do and don't give way to your temper and get out in the fresh air.
I'll go out with you, Mary. I shan't hate the fresh air if we can... if we can find Dickon to push my chair.
I'll leave you now, nurse. Everything's under control.
Right you are, Mrs. Medlock. Now, sir, let me tidy this bed of yours.
I'll bid you good night.
Good night, Mrs. Medlock. Miss Mary, you must go back to bed. He'll drop off after a while, then I'll lie down myself in the next room.
Would you like me to sing that song that I learnt from my ayah?
Oh, yes. It is such a soft song. I shall go to sleep in a minute.
I will get him to sleep. You can go if you like.
Oh, well. If he doesn't drop off in about half an hour, you must call me.
Very well.
I almost said about the garden. I'm sorry, Mary. You said you had a lot of nice things to tell me. Will you tell me them now?
I think I may have found out something about the way into it. If you will go to sleep, I will tell you tomorrow.
Oh, Mary, if I could go into it, I think I should live to grow up. Instead of singing the ayah song, tell me what you think the garden is like inside.
All right. I think it has been left alone so long that it has grown into all lovely tangles. I think the roses have climbed until they hang from the branches and walls and creep over the ground, almost like a strange grey mist. When the summer comes, there will be curtains and fountains of roses. I think the ground is full of daffodils and snowdrops, working their way out of the dark. And perhaps the robin has found a mate and is building a nest. There, now you are asleep. Captain! Oh, you've brought your crow.
Aye, he came with us.
You have a squirrel in each pocket.
This one is not. Here, come up on my shoulder, lad. That's it. And this one is Shell.
They're quite tame.
Aye, they know me now.
Dickon, I have to tell you. Colin had a screaming fit last night. It was terrible.
That poor lad.
I told him I was coming to see you today, and he said he would think about you and your crow and the robin.
We mun get him out here, watching and listening and sniffing up the air. And we munn't lose no time about it.
Aye, that we mun.
I didn't know if I'd been learning Yorkshire.
When I get back to the house to talk to Colin, I'll ask him if thou canna come and see him tomorrow morning and bring thy creatures with thee.
Thou mun talk Yorkshire like that to Mester Colin. They'll make him laugh, and there's nowt as good for ill folk as laughing is, Mother says.
I'm going to talk Yorkshire to him this very day. Dickon.
Aye?
If we bring Colin here, he may ask something about the tree, the one whose branch broke off 10 years ago.
We mun look as if it wasn't no different from the other trees. We couldn't never tell him the fowl killed his mother. Poor lad.
I know.
Mother thinks maybe Mrs. Craven's still here. Happen it was her set us to work and told us to bring him here.
You mean magic?
If that's what they likes to call it. Is they ready for some work?
I am that.
Hello.
You smell like flowers and fresh things.
It's the wind from the moor. It's the springtime and smells so agreeably.
What are you doing? I never heard you talk like that before.
Doesn't thou understand a bit of Yorkshire when thou hears it? And thou Yorkshire lad thyself, born and bred. Eh, I wonder thou'rt not ashamed of thy face.
So how Dickon talks.
Aye, though I cannot talk as greatly as Dickon and Martha can.
You've seen Dickon.
Yes, and this time he's brought his squirrels with him. When he told them to, they jumped up onto his shoulders.
Do they really understand everything Dickon says?
Dickon says anything will understand you, if you're friends with it for sure. But you have to be friends for sure.
I wish I was friends with things, but I never had anything to be friends with, and I can't bear people.
Can't you bear me?
Yes, I can. It's very funny, but I even like you.
Ben Weatherstaff said I was like him. He said we're neither of us much to look at, and we're as sour as we looked. I think you're like him too.
I often feel sour.
I don't feel as sour as I used to.
I want to see Dickon.
I'm glad you said that, because...
Because what?
Oh, can I trust you?
Yes.
I trusted Dickon because birds and animals trusted him. Can I trust you for sure? For sure?
Yes. Yes.
Well, Dickon will come to see you tomorrow, and he'll bring his creatures with him.
Oh.
And that's not all. The rest is better. I found the door into the garden.
Oh, Mary, shall I live to get into it?
Of course. Don't be silly.
You've told me so much about it. It sounds just as if you'd really seen it.
I had seen it. I found the key and got in weeks ago. But I daren't tell you. I daren't tell you because I was afraid I couldn't trust you. For sure.
Oh, Mary.
Mrs. Medlock, Dr. Craven's here to see Master Colin.
Mrs. Medlock?
I'll take you up to him, sir. This way.
I understand he had one of his tantrums again last night. The boy is half insane with hysteria, self-indulgence.
You wait till you see him, sir. That plain-faced child has bewitched him.
Mm-hmm.
Last night she flew at him like a little cat and ordered him to stop screaming. And he was so startled that he did. And this afternoon, well, it's past crediting.
These long spires of blue ones. We'll have a lot of these. They're called delphiniums.
Dickon says they're larkspurs, made big and grand. There are clumps there already. Dr. Craven.
I told you he was sitting up.
I see. No. I'm sorry to hear you were ill last night, my boy. I'm surprised you're not in bed.
I am much better now.
Yes, well, I must examine you before we can be sure of that. Now, let me see. Well, the pulse is fairly steady.
I told you, I'm better.
Nevertheless, you should be careful after what you suffered last night. I should just like to take your blood pressure.
I'm going out in my chair in a day or two, if it's fine.
Well, it must be very fine. And you must be careful not to tire yourself.
Fresh air won't tire me.
Let's see. Blood pressure normal. I thought you did not like fresh air.
I don't when I'm by myself, but my cousin is going out with me.
And the nurse, of course.
No, I will not have the nurse. My cousin knows how to take care of me. I'm always better when she's with me.
But the nurse will push your chair.
A very strong boy I know will push my carriage.
Well, he must be a strong boy and a steady boy. Who is he?
It's Dickon.
Oh, Dickon. Well, if it is Dickon, you'll be safe enough. He's as strong as a moor pony, is Dickon.
And he's trusty. He's the trustiest lad in Yorkshire.
Did Dickon teach you that?
I'm learning it as if it was French. It's like a native dialect in India.
Well, if it amuses you. Did you take your bromide last night, Colin?
No. Mary taught me to sleep. About spring creeping into a garden.
Oh, that sounds soothing. But you must remember...
I don't want to remember. When I lie by myself and remember, I begin to have pains everywhere. If there was a doctor who could make you forget you were ill instead of remembering it, I would have him brought here.
Very well. I will call again in a couple of days, unless I am sent for sooner.
I'll see you out, sir. Well, sir, could you have believed it?
It certainly is a new state of affairs. And there's no denying it is better than the old one.
I believe Susan Sarve is right. I saw her in Thwaite Village yesterday, and she said to me, that mayn't be a good child, she mayn't be a pretty one, but she's a child, and children need children.
Susan Sarve is the best sick nurse I know. When I find her in a cottage, I know the chances are that I shall save my patient.
Yesterday she told me something she says to her children. She says geography tells us the world is shaped like an orange. Never think as you're going to own the whole orange or you'll get some hard knocks. She says to me, what children learn from children is there's no sense in grabbing the whole orange or you'll likely not get even the pips and them's too bitter to eat. Here's your coat, sir.
Thank you. Yes, she's a shrewd woman.
I say to her, Susan, if you was a different woman and you didn't talk such broad Yorkshire, I've seen the times when I should have said you was clever. Goodbye, sir.
Goodbye.
Now where's the after in such a hurry?
I see Colin.
He slept well last night and this morning, for a wonder. The nurse says he woke smiling.
Oh, it's so beautiful. You never saw anything so beautiful.
You've been out. That's the nice smell of leaves.
It has come. I thought it had come the other morning, but it was only on its way. Oh, it's come now, the spring. Dickon says so.
Open the window. Perhaps you may hear golden trumpets.
That's the fresh air coming in. Lie on your back and draw long breaths of it. That's what Dickon does. He says he feels it in his veins and it makes him strong. And he feels as if he could live forever and ever.
Forever and ever? Does it make him feel like that?
Breathe it, breathe it. Oh, there are flowers uncurling and buds on everything. And the birds are in such a hurry about their nests. Some of them are fighting for places in the secret garden. And the roses look as wick as wick can be. And Dickon has brought his crow and the squirrels. And a newborn lamb.
A lamb? Oh, nurse.
Yes, Master Colin.
Nurse, I'm going to get up to the sofa for breakfast, and my cousin will have breakfast with me.
Are you sure you're not chilly, Master Colin, with the window open like that?
No, I'm breathing long breaths of fresh air. It makes you strong.
Very well. I'll give the order for two breakfasts.
Wait a moment. A boy and a crow and two squirrels and a newborn lamb are coming to see me this morning.
Yes, sir.
Tell Martha to bring them here as soon as they arrive. The boy is her brother, and he is an animal charmer.
I hope the animals won't bite, Master Colin.
Charmers' animals never bite.
There are snake charmers in India, and they can put their snake's head in their mouths.
Goodness me.
Now you may get the breakfasts.
Sir.
You will begin to get fatter, just as I did. I never wanted my breakfast when I was in India, and I always want it now.
I want mine this morning. Perhaps it is the fresh air. Mary, are you sure Dickon will come?
He will come. Listen, did you hear a call?
Oh, yes.
That's soot. Did you hear a tiny bleat?
Yes.
Dickon has brought the newborn lamb with him.
If you please, sir.
Oh.
Here's Dickon and his creatures.
Oh, Colin, look at the lamb.
Sit thee down, Master Colin, and I'll put him on the lap.
Oh, look.
It's butting me with its head. What's it doing?
It wants its mother. I brought it to thee a bit hungry, because I know thou'd like to see it feed. Here's its bottle. Take it from me. Come on, little un. This is what thou want. There now.
He likes it. Look, Soot wants to go out. I'll open the window.
Aye. He's not used to the inside of rooms. Go on, Soot.
There go the squirrels, too. Don't they like me?
They're playing in the tree by the window. They'll come in when they've done exploring. See? The lamb's taking milk from thee.
Where did you get the lamb?
I was watching the skylark on the moor, and I heard a new lamb bleating with hunger, and I knowed it wouldn't be hungry if it hadn't lost its mother. So I went off searching.
Its coat is so soft.
Hey, I did have a search for it, but at last I found it. Half dead with cold.
Oh. It's warm now.
Colin and I have been looking through this garden book, Dickon. See, these are some of the flowers we thought we'd plant in the secret garden.
How do you say that, their name?
Aqua Ligia.
Us calls that columbine. There's some big clumps of columbine there already. They'll look like a bed of blue and white butterflies when they're out.
I'm going to see them. I am going to see them.
But we mun keep it a secret.
I can push the chair. And us can go the long way round.
And not go near the secret garden until we're sure no one is about.
There will not be anyone about. I shall see to it. The lamb is going to sleep in my arms.
Oh.
Aye. That's ready. And he trusts it.
Soot wants us to go outside.
We will. Very soon. I will send for the head gardener. Roach, I think his name is.
Here's Mr. Roach, Master Colin.
Oh, you're a roach, are you?
Yes, sir.
I sent for you to give you some important orders.
Very good, sir.
I'm going out in my chair at about 2 o'clock this afternoon. None of the gardeners are to be anywhere near the long walk by the garden walls. Everyone is to keep away until I send word that they may go back to their work.
Very good, sir.
Mary, what is the thing you say in India when you're finished talking and you want people to leave?
You say, you have my permission to go.
You have my permission to go, Roach. But remember, this is very important.
Very good, sir. Thank you, sir.
It's a fine day, nurse, but he must be dressed warmly if he's to go out.
Yes, Dr. Craven. Here's your coat, Master Colin. Let me help you with it.
Colin, your eyes are as big as saucers. What are you thinking about?
About what it will look like.
The garden.
Here's the sleeve for your arm.
The springtime. I've really never seen it before.
I never saw it in India because there wasn't any.
Now, sir, hold still while I fasten these buttons.
Make sure he has a rug as well. Mm-hmm.
I've got a picture of spring in one of my books. Crowds of people and children with garlands and branches with blossoms on them. Everyone laughing and dancing and playing on pipes.
That's what it feels like. When all the flowers and leaves and birds and wild creatures dance past at once, what a crowd it would be.
Although you'll be in your wheelchair, I'll put your boots on, to be proper.
And Dickon will be leading them.
Yes.
This is one of his good days, sir.
I wish he'd let you go with him.
I'd rather give up the case this minute, sir, than hear you suggest it.
I hadn't really decided to suggest it. We'll try the experiment. Dickon's a boy I'd trust with a newborn child.
Now, Master Colin, Dr. Craven is going to carry you downstairs to your wheelchair.
There are so many sounds of singing and humming and calling out.
There's nobody about. They've all been witched away.
Here's the fountain garden. I came here before. I did not like it then.
In a moment we shall be at the long walk.
What is that scent on the wind?
It's gorse, opening out on the moor. Hey, the bees are at it wonderful today.
This is it. This is the long walk. See the ivy over the walls? This is where I used to walk up and down and wonder and wonder.
But I can see nothing. There is no door.
That's what I thought. Over there, that is the garden where Ben Weatherstaff works.
Is it?
He isn't there now. Now look, this is where the robin flew over the wall.
Oh, I wish he'd come again.
And look, under that lilac bush, that is where he perched on a little heap of earth and showed me the key.
Where? Just there?
Yes. And this is where I stood to talk to him, and he chirped at me from the top of this wall.
Are we near?
And this is the ivy the wind blew back. I'll pull it aside. And here is the handle. And here is the door. Dickon, push him in. Push him in quickly.
I can't look.
Now the moon look.
Oh, I shall get well. Mary, Dickon, I shall get well, and I shall live forever and ever.
Hey, it's a greatly afternoon.
That there is a good bit of Yorkshire.
Look at the flowers in here, and the trees, all in blossom. There's more hidden inside these walls than in the whole rest of the garden.
See the plum blossom? Hey, the bees love it.
Through there, cherry trees.
This is the feather of a woodpecker.
How do you know?
Dickon knows everything. Look, Colin, look where the daffodils and irises are coming out. There, and over there in those grey stone urns.
I wonder if we shall see the robin.
They'll see him when the eggs hatches out. He'll be so busy feeding the young ones, his head'll swim. Mother says she's watched the little chaps when it seemed like the sweat must be dropping off them.
Shh, we mustn't make too much noise. It's a very old tree over there, isn't it?
Yes.
The branches are quite grey, and there's not a single leaf anywhere. It's quite dead, isn't it?
Aye. But them roses has climbed all over it. It'll be full of flowers in summer. It won't seem dead then.
It looks as if a big branch had been broken off. I wonder how it was done.
Look at that robin. There he is. He's foraging for his mate.
Where? Where is he?
See?
Yes, I see him. I don't want this afternoon ever to end. But I shall come back tomorrow, and the day after, and the day after.
And you'll get plenty of fresh air, won't you?
I'm going to get nothing else. I've seen the spring now, and I'm going to see the summer. I'm going to see everything grow here. I'm going to grow here myself.
That thou will. Us will have thee walking about here and digging, same as other folk afore long.
Walk? Dig? Shall I?
For sure thou will. They've got legs of their own, same as other folks.
Nothing really ails them, but they are thin and weak. They shake so much that I'm afraid to stand on them.
When thou stops being afraid, thou stand on them, and thou stop being afraid in a bit.
I shall.
You shall.
Someone is watching us.
There's no one but us can get in.
I shut the door.
I locked it. But who is that man?
Man?
Look, his head is just coming over the top of the wall.
It's Ben Weatherstaff. He must have heard us and brought a ladder.
I don't think he's seen us yet. The plum tree is hiding us.
He can see me now.
How well did I get in there, the young beesum?
I
I found the door.
I never thought much of thee. Always asking questions and poking the nose where it wasn't wanted. I never knowed how they got so thick with me. If it hadn't been for Robin, drat him.
Ben Weatherstaff, it was the Robin who showed me the way.
The young bad'un. Laying the badness on a Robin. Him showing the way. Him.
He didn't know he was doing it, but he did. I can't explain why you're shaking your fist at me.
If my rheumatics wasn't so bad, I'd climb over this wall and give thee a hiding. Why does thee think Mr. Craven locked door? He'll not allow no one in there. Get thee out.
The Secret Garden, dramatized by Judy Allen from the novel by Frances Hodgson Burnett. Mary Lennox, Frances Marshall Gardner. Mrs. Medlock, Beryl Reed. Ben Weatherstaff, Robin Bailey. Martha, Harriet Walter. Colin, Guy Faulkner. Dickon, Ian Taylor. Dr. Craven, James Green. Nurse, Joan Walker. Mr. Roach, Fraser Carr. Music was by Elizabeth Parker, and The Secret Garden was directed by John Taylor.